Blog Talk Radio.
What's your story? What do you believe? What are you willing for others to see? Are you hiding behind some false idea? The time has come to change your thinking. You find your mission as you persevere and build a team with a cause that's clear. Challenge yourself and
I'm J.D. Holliday, and welcome to A Good Story is a Good Story, the special edition with your host, Marcia Casper Cook, here on BTR's World of Ink Network. Be prepared to call in and chat with our special guests, Ree McGahey, R. Jeffries, and Melinda Elmore. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, October 28, 2011. All shows for A Good Story is a Good Story can be listened to live at blogtalkradio.com/worldofinknetwork, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like at the same address or on iTunes by researching World of Ink Network. If you'd like to call in, the phone number is 714-242-5259. That's 714-242-5259, or you can join us in the chat room here at Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Marcia.
Hi, thank you. You forgot to say that you're also a host, too, here.
I'm sorry.
Right, Virginia's not here. We miss you, Virginia, if you're listening. And that was Virginia's song, not mine. But that's okay.
That's okay.
Virginia was supposed to be here, right? That's okay. And we had a really good show today, and we are celebrating we're celebrating the launching of Dancing with Bear Publishing. And we have Ree McGahey, and we have R. Jeffries, and we do have a special guest here, which is Melinda Elmore, and Ree will tell you more about that, and we would like to thank her very much for coming on, and our deepest sympathy to her and her family. She had just lost her husband, and actually, she was supposed to be our guest anyway before this terrible event happened, and we're so glad that she came, and we wanted to know if there's a time that she wants to get off. We understand, and she's always welcome to come on again. And I'm going to introduce Ree and R. Jeffries, and they can tell you a little bit about what's going on with them. And this is Marcia Cook from WWW Michigan Avenue Media, and that's who I am. Okay. Ree, Melinda, you can
hi.
Come on, too, and Jeff, hi. Maybe you two will talk first, and then we'll bring Melinda on, I think.
Well, this is Ree McGahey. Not McGahey.
Well, listen, I just got her to say it. I'm getting better.
Everybody's going to get it right.
I said, just call her Ree. Just call her Ree.
Yeah, just Ree. That's most people like, okay, let's just call you Ree. We won't have to deal with that last name.
Right, yeah.
I'm so sorry, Ree. Really
that's okay. If you were the first, it may have upset me, but everyone gets it wrong.
Thinking it's much easier than that. And how I cured that for myself is I just call her Nana McGooey, and it works for her.
He does. That's what he calls me.
Right.
Thank you, Marcia, for being on the
show. I'm going to kick his butt next time I see him. He said that on the air. I can't believe you did that, Jeff.
Yes, I told you. Anyway, thank you all for letting us on the show, and let me allow my CEO publisher of Dancing with Bear Publishing, Ree McGahey, introduce herself.
There you go,
well,
Ree.
I am Ree McGahey, or Marie, whichever one you want to call me is fine. I answer to Nana, and only for Jeff will I answer to Nana McGooey. And I am the CEO, publisher, owner of Dancing with Bear Publishing, which came from the book I wrote about my life with my husband who passed away last year. His name was Bear, and the book is called Dancing with Bear, A Love Story. So when
it's a beautiful one, a beautiful one.
Thank you, Marcia. You had some really nice things to say about
well,
it, and
it
I really appreciate
good.
It. It's really, really difficult to write a book that is so much a part of yourself and to let other people read it and make comments on it because, you know, you just because it's your life, you
right.
know, and you don't want someone making a comment about what you did and, you know, what has happened to you.
Although people tend to do that anyway.
I know, you know, and, you know, you might say that about somebody who's a celebrity that you see all the time, but I'm not. You know, I'm a private person, and this is my private life, and I put the book out there, yes, publicly, but it was cathartic. It was a cathartic event for me. It was a way for me to get past my husband's death and, you know, to be able to move on. And, you know, that was just one of the things I felt I had to do. And also for him, because there was a lot about our life that was just, I wanted people to know what kind of a man he was and how what a wonderful husband and father he was. And, you know, the life we had together was just fabulous. And it's, you know, I miss him every single day. And, you know, but with, when people read that, I'm always afraid, you know, they're going to say something, you know, about, you know, him or me or our life or, you know, that I'm going to have to slap somebody over. And you know, it,
well,
I don't want to go there, but
you can't slap people on Kindle. You can't do that on Kindle because you don't see who they are.
You know, I'm one of those, I will hunt you down. I know where you live. I can find you.
Well, if anybody could, you would.
So I started the publishing company just kind of with the idea of giving people a place, you know, that was a little different than, you know, most publishers. We have a really short, simple contract. We have a 50% split with royalties, and I incur all of the costs, you know, of cover arts and, you know, the editing and all of that stuff. And I just wanted it to be simple and easy. And it's really funny how many people want to make it more difficult than it is. And I think the simplicity of it really throws people for a loop sometimes. But I just wanted something simple and easy because that's me. I'm a simple person. I live a simple life. I don't have time for complicated. I don't have time for divas. And I don't have time for people who cannot just go with the flow and say, okay, this is it. This is what I'm doing. And, you know, and our contracts are for a year, you know. So it's not difficult. I'm not difficult to work with, and I think Jeff knows that. He and I have, you know, worked together for a little while now, and Jeff actually was the editor on Dancing with Bear, a Love Story. He edited that for me, and which I was beginning to wonder if Jeff was ever going to get it finished because he would read a chapter and then call me crying about it. I can't read no more tonight. And I'd be like, Jeff, get a grip.
No, it is true, though, because you actually, when I did a whole, I did Selah, the Holocaust survivor that I did Selah more than, she'd be sitting there giving me Kleenex because I'd be crying because I didn't know a lot of these things.
I can understand that because I did read that, and
it's a wonderful movie story. But
it's,
you know, but
just
in
terrific.
General, though, in general, it takes it's because it's a true story. You know,
right.
This is what happens. That's why he was, you know, feeling. That's good that he felt emotion. We like emotion in a book.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think it's for her, like for Selah writing or telling you as you wrote it. You know, it happened to her. It was a fact of life, and she could tell you it was new to you.
Yeah.
You know, and so you're hearing all of this for the first time, and it becomes emotional. And I think that's what went on with Jeff, too. Was that,
well,
you know,
can I may interject? It absolutely was. I'll say, ladies, I will admit, as a man, I don't care about showing my feminine side. It did, and very seriously, it made me quite verklempt many times. And she's correct when I called her and said, my goodness, Ray, this is incredible. To know her already, to know me, I think so highly of her. And then to see where she is today and what she went through, it was just,
see,
it just it shook me. It moved me. Any adjective you want to give it, or adverb or verb, it did it all to me. It was just an amazing book, and I really thank Ree for allowing me the privilege and the honor to edit that.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that.
You know what he just said? See, and that's what I said to you, too. I said,
it is. It's almost word for word.
Yes, no, but it is, because you know what, though? It's when you read a book like that, and then the part that people don't realize is what you've gone through and how you are now. And that's what makes it, because when you know someone now and you see what they went through, I mean, that is more emotional, I think. You know, for me it is when I know somebody, you know what I mean? And that's really what your book is. That's why I said, tell people this is how you were, but look how you are now.
Well, you know, I really don't see a distinction in it, because I think I was the same person then that I am now. I'm just a lot older now, and that was just how life was then, and this is how life is now, and I really don't think it was all that special or that now is all that special or that I'm any different. It's just that's how things were. And I think that's also like when Sayla was telling you the story of her life, that's how things were then.
Yeah.
And this is how things are now. And once you go through events like that, although my life was nothing like what she went through, my Lord, I would have died. I would have never survived the way she did.
Well, you never know who that's the thing about survivors. You don't know who would be the ones. And sometimes people really surprise you that are the survivors. But she was a young girl, and she had her sister.
Yeah, and it was just an amazing story. I just love that story. It's just amazing.
Thank you.
But for my life, my life was my life, and that was that. And, but when Bear died, a whole part of me did too. Okay, move on, Jeff. Your turn.
Yeah, I think, that's the thing. Let Jeff talk, and then we'll get Melinda out here because, I want this to be more of a celebration for you too, so I don't want you. Okay, Jeff, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Well, just a little bit of historical perspective. I've known Reek quite a lot while we friend requested each other on Facebook and seemed to have a lot of similarities, a lot of the same likes. And we sort of exchanged numbers and I got to know more about Reek and her background. She got to know more about my background. And then she talked about the book she was doing, Dancing with Bear, and we talked about the memorial she was going to attend. Going through a really emotional time in her life to write the book and to do that experience. So she asked me if I would, and I said, absolutely. So during that process of doing that and her coming back home and sort of still continuing with the grieving process and moving on with her life, she said, I'm getting so done with doing this, working with these other publishing companies, doing so much for them, getting so much in little return, not really expecting much, but just basic respect. She said, and I keep hearing it happen to more and more other authors. So you know what, Jeff? I got an idea. I'm going to start a publishing company. I said, say that again? Yeah, I'm going to start a publishing company, and I'm going to call it Dancing with Bear.
Yeah.
I said, that sounds like a great idea. I got a lot of writers I knew that have been through the experience I have. As you talked about the philosophy of Dancing with Bear, keep it, I loved it. I loved the way she said these specifically. I wanted to be a place for people to come and get books that their children can read and their grandchildren can read and their grandparents can read to their grandchildren. I said, that's nice. I like that. There's so much out there that's just salacious and kind of just, the flavor of the week. And she just wanted good stories that people could feel good about. And I'm so much about positive and positive karma. I said, that's great. And when she asked me to be her editor-in-chief, I said, I am there. I'm there yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's been a great experience. We've had such great luck. We've had such wonderful authors come on board. We actually had to close submissions for this year a while ago for the rest of 2011 because of the amount of submissions we got, never mind how she's been able to weed her way through and ferret her way through about 2,000 emails a day coming to the website. So it's been a challenge. It's been a lot of work. We've had a lot of hard-to-hard talks about it. But we've always stayed in tune and always felt that it was the right thing to do and both agreed we were going to do it the right way.
I agree. And I'm so glad, because I talk about it a lot on all my shows because I think it's really... and I'm an advocate too for writers, and I think that it's wonderful. And because it's a plunge, it's not easy to do this, and to go up against the big guys. And I think that's why I'm so hopeful. And I think that with the right authors, and I think that giving these people a shot is really great that you guys are doing. I'm happy with this, so happy.
Asha, can I give you a quick example which just sort of came to fruition this week? We took on an author. Her name is Rosemary McKinley. This was her second book. Her first book was written, a year or so ago, maybe 2 years.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, this is a process this poor lady went through. She wrote the entire book and then sent it back to be reviewed by their, I use the term loosely, editor.
Yeah.
She waited, heard nothing back. Mm-hmm. She finally gets it back. The entire book was completely changed, completely, she said.
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't even look like I had written it or someone I knew read it. Written the book.
Yeah.
And they gave her one day to approve the proof, and it was going to print.
Yeah.
So when she came to us, she was obviously tentative about the process again. And I got the most wonderful email today from her because her book is done. I finished the edit, and she said, this has been a wonderful experience. I love this book. I love the ideas that you've given me, and I couldn't be happier. So thank you to Ree, and thank you to you. And in the book is going to be acknowledgement first to Ree and then to me. And that's what it's all – that's everything Ree and I talked about now tangibly there and coming to fruition. So I'm it's a great day for me.
Yeah, I think that's great. Yeah, because you know what? You know, really, because, you know, I mean, everybody has an opinion of a book, but when you change someone's book so, you know, that they don't recognize it, which we all know they do that to screenplays a lot, you know, and but a book is, you know, it's a personal thing that somebody's gone through and writing the journey of it, and then to have somebody change the whole thing, that's not like saying a couple commas or some, you know, or, you know, proofreading it, but changing it, the whole thing that you don't recognize it is sad, actually, to do that.
That's absolutely terrible.
Yeah,
I know that sometimes I've done review. I've been interviewed on a blog, and next thing I know, when it shows up on the person's blog, my answers have been changed.
Oh, they did that? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Right, Marcy, and that's happened to me, and that's why when anyone asks me to do an interview, because we, as I told you, we're going to be Dancing with Bear is going to be featured. I'm going to be interviewed as editor-in-chief for DWB next month by a very, very well. We'll make the announcement. We'll give you the surprise later.
Okay,
but
good. That'd be great. That'd be because when I heard the two of you are going to be doing this, I went, oh, this is a good team here. Because I know.
And she sent me her boilerplate questionnaire, and I've talked to her a number of times about what I give to you must stay pure. It's just if you want my answers, these are them.
Yeah.
And they must stay as they are. So I know exactly what you mean, JD. That's happened to me before.
Right.
Yeah. That's a bit, because that really is, that's not a fair thing to do for people. I mean,
no.
Well, actually, I'd like to also throw in there that I just had to sign Bobby Schaefer on as our submissions editor. She's taken that role over, which has taken a whole load off of me. So she is now dealing with all of the submissions and reading those, and which has taken a tremendous amount of work off of me, so I can concentrate on the editing and getting the books published.
Right.
But Bobby also just had her very first book, full-length book, called Love's Golden Dream. It came out on October 15th, and she just got her author copies, and she sent a letter out that said, I didn't think I would ever live long enough to see this.
Yes, I know. You know what? Honestly, this is, the other day I'm thinking to myself, too, I'm thinking, you know, this is so good because, you know, you never really think about it. And certainly when you start writing, I mean, everybody wants to get published, but this is such a tough market now. And when you actually do get published, you know, it's like, oh, my God, this really happened to me, you know? And, you know, it really is a very wonderful feeling. And I think one of the problems I see is that even when people are self-published and their book comes out and it's beautiful, they're not happy enough. Well, they should be, because you know what? It's so happy. You should be happy when you get your book done. If you're not happy, there's something wrong.
Well, right, you're right, Marcia. You have your ideas now tangibly in your hand.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the real deal. You have an actual book.
Yeah.
You had an idea. You had a story in mind.
Yeah.
That was ephemeral. And, you know, that was out there wherever in your consciousness. And now it's physically in your hand. I cannot think of a greater joy you could literally hand to me.
Yeah, I think so. I agree. And that's why when people are not happy and they're whining, I'm, like, so sad for them because I'm thinking, like, what did they want? I mean, naturally, everybody wants to be a millionaire. And Ree and I have talked about this before. And the thing is, I think people have to understand it does take time to develop people wanting to read your book. It's hard. It's not easy. And the thing is, it's just, I think a lot of the authors now, they're not giving themselves enough time. They're on Facebook. I talked about this on my Tuesday show. Because they are wanting everybody that they meet to buy their book, which is not going to happen. So, and they have to understand that, and people aren't going to keep going in and going, I like your book, I want your book, I love you, whatever, you know. And I think people, if they just take it a little slower, I think they'll be a lot happier. You know,
well,
I see that. I see that out there.
That's wonderful advice.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I mean, that's what I do because it really does bother me. And I've had, like you said, you had an experience. I had an experience with somebody that had written something. They were so sad, and I could read it through their Facebook. I said, all right, go and listen to my show that was Tuesday because we did talk about this. And she did go in and listen, and she was so happy because, I do give positive advice because I do believe it like we're talking about right now. I do believe to give positive advice. I mean, I do. My goal has always been, as an agent, whatever I do, is to keep people writing. And if you, hurt them enough and keep telling them how bad or whatever this is, they won't stay in it. And they have to keep going because I just believe, and
exactly.
Certainly if they write one book,
exactly.
Keep writing.
What I find about you, and we've known each other quite a while now,
yes.
Mm-hmm. You're a very mentoring person.
Yeah.
And I think for just another writer, never mind what capacity you are in, agent or their editor or whatever, just as a fellow writer, just that mentoring is so important to another writer. I know it is for me, still.
That's why I think this is all so great because, like, when April, when I first met April, Robin and I was on the Red River, I mean, I thought this was and I still do think it was such a great thing to start where we all started meeting each other, and I never would have met a lot of the people I've met and became very good friends with. I never would have met anybody like this. And I'm so happy because this has absolutely changed my life by meeting people from all different areas, all different cultures. And it's just great. I mean, to me, I really think it's good. And I think they're very supportive of each other. And, I mean, a lot of the hosts. And I think when April said, you want to do a show, I was scared. And that's why when people come on my show, I try to, talk to them if they want to first, because I know that I really was scared. And I talk a lot, as we know, but I talk a lot. And when April called me up, April said that she didn't call, actually. What she did is put it out, and she said, does anybody want to be on a radio show? And I'm like, I don't know. I think they tell me I should be on one. I said, I don't want to be on one. But I said, all right, fine. I signed up, and we had to read something. And I really was scared, I have to admit. And then I did another one, and then she said, do you want to do a show? I went like, what? I mean, this is like the last thing I thought of ever. And
I know,
Marcia.
I think you probably remember how the process went for me. We'll want to stay up this track too long. In the span of less than 20 hours, I first was an assistant, then it was a co-host,
right.
Then it was a host. I was like, oh, and I know exactly what you're saying. I was like, wait a minute.
Wait.
Now, I know I have a great face for radio, but do I really want to do this? But yeah, it's been an amazing.
But I have to say one thing, though. But April, she used to say to everybody, okay, do you know who Art Jeffries is? He's got the most archives ever. She'd write it, and all of us would go, okay, who is he? He's got all of these, and how many people does he know? Because you had the highest rating in archives that she ever had. And it was
I know, and that was my first show.
You had a lot. I mean, oh, my God. And I listened to your show the first time, going like, well, I guess I know why. I mean, you had the guy from Lion Sleeps Tonight when I saw that one. I mean, and that was such a good show. That was a great show. That was a great show. And then Ree came to me because Ree – April had a thing. April was funny. She said, oh, I have somebody on that writes romance, and she'd like to come on and talk about what I think you were talking about, Little Pretty Women or something, a TV show, right? I think.
Yeah, Little Women.
No, the one that Ree was on. Ree, do you remember the one you were on? Is she off?
No, I'm here. I just don't remember. I've slept since then.
You remember?
I'm sorry.
Remember you called in to one of our shows because April wanted to talk about a TV show and you had watched that TV show.
I do remember, but I had been drinking that night.
Okay, good. Well, that was
no, I don't remember what the conversation
was. All right, fellas. Okay, see, this is
well,
my
I said,
boss.
Okay, so, well,
she,
oh,
she,
so
she,
when
she,
I don't she. Drink, but I said, well, this is someone I'd like to have on more shows. I said, and because you had 30, at that time you had 39 grandchildren, probably have 100 now, I don't know. I mean,
I had 38 then and 39 has since been born.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, so that's like kind of how we met. And JD also, she was on some of the shows. And everybody, that's how we all met. In Virginia, I put an ad in, Virginia Grenier, who both of us are the World of Ink Network radio shows. And she was in retirement. She just had a baby, and she said she wanted to do it. I go, hey, good, this is fine. And I never interviewed anybody else, and then we've been friends since. So, I mean, so I think this is all good for writers. I mean,
that's the thing.
That's
what I went to Facebook, Marcia, was. I think I'm sure I told you this story about a couple of years, maybe a little less than a couple of years ago. On my Facebook, I had 8 friends and my cat. And it's been just, an amazing, amazing, it's far exceeded any expectations I could have even dreamed of.
I know.
Of meeting you, meeting April, of course meeting Ree.
Yeah. Oh.
So many wonderful people that have become, that were just not friends there, but they become very dear friends to me offline.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. Oh, yeah. I talked to, well, Fran Lewis, I talked to her like all the time. She's
Fanny's great.
You know, yeah, we all have become, you know, friendly, very friendly, you know, and we all, I think the one thing is everybody wants everybody to succeed, you know, and Karen Fuller, who's now at the World Castle, I mean, I think this is just a really nice thing. So this is a, you know, we're all happy about this. So I think people out there keep writing, and that's what we want everybody to do. And the only thing I'm not is I could say for sure I'm not an editor. I definitely need editing. I really definitely need editing. And someone said, do you edit? I go, no, not for me.
Everyone that writes needs an editor.
Right.
I need an editor when I write. You know, it doesn't matter how good you edit other people's work. You cannot edit your own.
Right.
You're so right. Well, you need a second. You just need to look it over, a second pair of eyes.
That second pair of eyes. That's absolutely a must.
Yeah. And you have to not be inhibited. See, sometimes, I mean, years ago I used to get inhibited by my own. I was editing it out. And you can't really do that when you're writing. You just got to go through the story. And then once you get to the end of it, then you go back and you understand what you've made a mistake on. You can't, if you read 10 pages, then you'll never get through, because then you go back and read the other 10 pages and you'll keep changing it. So you just got to go right through it. Not easy, but we do it.
That's what I tell people. When you're writing something, don't even worry about punctuation. Just write.
Yeah.
You can always go back and do your punctuation and stuff, but just write. You don't even have to worry about paragraphs or chapters or anything. Just write it. And then when you go back, you can change what you need to change.
Yeah.
But if you try to edit and write, you're never going to get it done.
No.
Okay. Marcia, we have a call from Bobby. He wants
to
ask a
question. Bobby.
Okay.
Yes. Hi, Bobby.
Okay, Bobby.
Hi,
Bobby.
Bobby. Nice to meet you. I've heard a lot of nice things.
Oh, wait a minute. He's not in. I'm still working on it. Okay, there he is. Bobby?
See?
Bobby?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi,
Bobby.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, hon. How are you?
Oh, we're just doing great down here. Sure a lot cooler and a little bit wetter, thank goodness.
Did you guys get some of that rain finally?
Yeah, we got some last night. Well, it was kind of more of a pretend sprinkle mist here and there.
That's what we had yesterday afternoon. Bobby and I don't live too far away. She lives in Texas and I live in Oklahoma, but the highway is a straight shot from my house to hers. So we went down, actually, last weekend, we took the motorcycle and went to her house. And she fed us roast and potatoes and gravy and biscuits and tomatoes and wine, and it was such a great time, and I wish we would have had more time to stay.
Yeah,
we're going to have to do this again.
Ree, that's just exactly what Marcia was just saying about the community, about actually getting
exactly.
together.
Yeah. I think it is. It's great. I mean, I really do. And we wish everybody well with your, you know, in your publishing. I think it's great. You're putting on a lot of new authors, and I think this is just so good. And you know, it's going to be a very, I think it's a very positive move. I'm really happy about it, and I think that it's going to go very far.
Well, Bobby just got her author books today. What did you think of them, Bobby?
Oh, my gosh. I walked around hugging it to my chest for about half an hour before my husband could pry it out of my stiff fingers.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. So does everybody that's got one. They just think it's so. If the librarian was just shocked it was so big, and she was just thrilled.
And Bobby, and I'm glad you're here because I did write you a couple of times to congratulate you, but I get now an opportunity to say I couldn't be more happy.
Yeah,
that you're in the family and you're now the acquisitions editor. I know what a load it's taking off of Ree, and we have so much confidence in you doing this, and it's not an easy job. So glad to have you here, sister.
She's been doing a great job.
Oh, thank you, Jeff. And I really enjoy it. I was telling Marie, we just get some of the most amazing submissions that just kind of mind-boggling, and they're just fascinating. I love this.
Tell them what we just got, that email you just sent me before the show went on. I am so thrilled with this. Tell them what you just got.
Well, I started to, and then I kind of stumbled and thought, well, maybe I shouldn't.
Go ahead, tell them, because I love this. I am thrilled. This is why I'm a publisher. Tell them.
That's what she told me. I got a submission today from a 92-year-old, fourth-generation, Blackfoot woman who at the age of three was a vaudeville dancer. And she was asking if we were interested in seeing her work. Girl, my hands were shaking so hard I couldn't hardly write back fast enough.
Yeah.
And said, send it, you know,
that's
I can't wait to read it.
This is incredible news. I'm so looking forward to looking at this.
Yes.
But imagine that lady trying to go through the traditional channels or the self-publishing part of it.
Yep.
So going out to send a query letter and can I get an agent and then sending it out to, you know, the big houses. You know, this is the beauty of her being out. They say thank you again.
Yeah, me
too. For someone like that to have a straight, you know, no 15 doors to walk through, 100 hoops to jump through.
Right.
And then we go, we love it.
Yeah,
and to send it out and have somebody answer it, you know, before you have your next birthday is absolutely amazing in this day and time.
So true, Bonnie. I've heard so many writers will roast me. I was talking about Rosalie McKinley earlier, one of our other writers. She was astounded that I'd written her back that same day.
Yeah.
She said, that never happened to me before. She said, I had to read it twice to make sure it really was, you know, back from the publishing company.
Well, that's
you.
What happens. That's the thing that happens, right? And, sometimes it takes a long time, and this woman is 92, so she's fabulous. I love it. It's great.
Well, that's what I told Marie. I said, I thought I was a seasoned writer, you know. But when I got this letter, girl, I felt even younger than Marie is right now. With a kid.
Thank you for that, Molly.
Yeah. See, this is the one thing. We never talk about age on my show. JG asked me how old I was, and I said, I'm not going to tell. I said, because people are trying to figure out, they go, like, so how old is your husband? How old is it matter how old anybody is, you know? It shouldn't matter. Age does not matter.
Well, you know what I told everybody this year is that I turned 53 on October the 7th, and it was so much fun. I'm going to do it again next year, and I'm going to be 53 until my husband hits 60. Then I'm going to start having birthdays again.
I think certainly in Hollywood and in the writing profession, everybody worries about age. But the truth is, the older you get, some of the stories are better because you've lived longer and you can, you know, some of the things that I look at that I wrote years ago, they deserve not to be published because they were just too young.
Yeah.
You know, it just wasn't good. There wasn't enough meat in it.
I agree more exactly. And that's the beauty.
That is so true.
Of being in our trade, in our field.
Yeah.
Because there's no gold watch. There's no retirement. You write until you just don't want to anymore or you can't.
Yeah.
And I love that part of it.
Yeah, me too.
One of the things that I think is so important for people my age to tell people how old you are so that other people out there that are around my age won't think that it's too late for them to start. I have to admit that there were times when I thought, why am I bothering? I probably won't live long enough to see it published anyway. Because, as we were talking before, you used to send something off, submit it, and either you never heard from it again or it months before you got your rejection letter.
Bobby, I tell people that, you know, most people know Eugene O'Neill as being a playwright. Of course, I do. He wrote every play that you know by him that's famous was written in his much later years, I mean, in his golden years. So that really makes your point, Marcia, doesn't it?
That's considered
his best work and his best plays.
Yeah, you know, and it's just how it is. And, you know, I just think that people should continue to write, and even if they have to self-publish, just self-publish. Because, you know, I'm here to say I did self-publish, and then now Ree has taken two of my books, and which I'm really happy about, two children's books, which I had said the other day, I never even thought they were ever going to get published. And, it's The Busy Bus and Snack Attack, and I never thought that was going to happen. And then the same with my other novel, which is Love Changes, is now Feel the Passion because, the World Castle Publishing. So that's why I'm so happy that I could say that because I can tell people now, yes, keep going, because had I have stopped, this would never have happened to me. So I don't want people to stop. That's why I say it all the time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and we've got people in my critique group that are around my age and some that are around Ree's age. And, I mean, they just, they're more excited now since I've got published. I mean, everybody's digging out old manuscripts, which I think is hilarious. And they're starting to polish them up because at one time they thought, well, I'm just going to write to pass the time. Now they're getting serious. If this old woman can do it, they're thinking maybe they can do it. I think that's wonderful.
I do, too. It's great.
I also think that when it comes to age, I think that the older you get, you should be proud of it because it takes a lot. Sissies do not live this long. You've got to be tough to live this long.
That's true, because my grandmother, she died at 101, and she used to always say, and she was fine till up until she died, and she never wanted to talk about age. And I used to say to her, you should be proud of it. She'd go, no, I don't want to do this. And I said, okay, now I guess I understand now. But even when she was 101, she thought that God had forgotten her, so she kept staying forever.
Well, I know my mother wouldn't tell anybody. She used to come in, and I'd say, well, did you get your senior citizen discount? And she looked at me like, you have got to be crazy.
Yeah,
she would never admit that she was old enough to get any kind of a senior citizen.
I love going to McDonald's and ordering my senior coffee. It's only a quarter.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's like a buck and a half. I can get a senior coffee for a quarter.
No doubt. That money is much more important than how old I look, because I may never see these people again.
Well, it goes the other way, too, ladies, because we thank you so much for taking someone like me, 19 years old, that's never been kissed. It's really
He's never told a lie, either.
Exactly. Yeah. And who always knows the truth.
You may act like it, Jeff, but we know better.
And, you know, God knows, if I was Pinocchio, would point and my nose would tap the moon.
I think I feel a tap at the door, and I'm thinking your nose. I don't think anybody's here.
So I said, JD, are you still here, JD? She says, what are we going to do on the show? I go, well, don't worry about it. We'll just work it out.
No, so, Marcia, you know those always make the best shows.
Well, some people are just, they like to do a certain routine. And, you know, actually, Fran had a book review, but she also had Wayne Rogers on, and he was very interesting. I was listening to him, and he had made a lot of money since MASH because he does business books. I thought he was great on the air.
I love him.
I know, me too. And he said, you know, you should find that show. He's
financially.
And he said, you got to live out of, you got to go out of the box. That's the way you have to do. You can't stay in. You got to go out. And then you're happier a lot of times because you just do different things. And that's what he did. And he's happy. I mean, you know, he did very well. And he was a great actor. And he just gave
up. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he's cute, too.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? You see these, I post every now and then. I'll post a good-looking guy on my Facebook page.
Yes, I
know you
that.
What. You give me a silver-haired man any day, and I'll show you a good-looking man. I love them.
Oh,
they
my
get better the older they get.
We did the show with Charles Bain. Do you remember, Ree?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That man, he's not only is he gorgeous, and
yeah,
he's got all that silver hair, he has got a voice that will just, I can't even say the words that it will make you do on this show. But that man, oh my God.
I think he's from Chicago originally, too, I think, because when I listened to it, I think he is from Chicago.
I don't care if he's from the moon. This is a man, he could call me every night and read bedtime stories to me. I would love it.
She is amazing, ladies. She's serious. I heard it after the show a number of times.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah.
Well, you know what? He told me there was going to be this poet on. And I was like, seriously, Jeff, I don't want to do this show. He goes, no, I need you on the show. I said, Jeff, you know, me and poetry, no. You may as well tell me it's Shakespeare because I don't want to do it. He goes, the board. He goes, I'll do everything else. I said, okay, fine. So that's, I'm just doing the board. Mr. Bain comes on.
Yep. He's good.
And the only thing I could do was whimper. I sounded like some little puppy on the other end.
He was excellent. He was fabulous. Yeah, he really was.
I don't use that word very often, but he was.
Matt
has laughed at me since for a long time. He still laughs at me for that.
Yeah. Well, because, Yeah, but you had, but when I did your show that time, and they had, you had the poet, the woman that did the poetry, I don't remember her, she was so good. I mean, I really need to do one show on poetry once, because I've done poetry, but, you know, and that with Michael Davis, he was on my show, he was the show that you missed. And,
right.
You have some very good shows. Yeah, you've had some very good shows.
Yeah, Michael Davis was a very good show, and I think I was sick on that one. I didn't make it.
And he was great.
But
he
your
really
poetry,
good.
Your children's poetry is hilarious. I love your children's poetry, Marcia. The busy bus, every story in there, it just made me giggle. You know, it just brings out the inner child. It's wonderful.
Yeah, we do have that, don't we? We do have that. Never grow.
Oh,
you don't have to grow up, really. You know.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't even know this part. You've been holding out on me. I didn't know this, Marcia. Where can I read it? Where can I see
it? It's going to be released from Dancing with Bear Publishing in about 6 days.
The best place in town.
Yeah. The cover's cute. The cover is very cute. She showed me that it's a new cover. It's very cute. Kids like them. It's cute. You know, it turned out cute. But, you know, and that's the other thing. You know, I never really thought it was going to happen. And then when I did self-publish it, had I just left it go, it may never, ever be out. And it's a very, you know, that's why people need to just save all their work and look at it again, and maybe they can rethink some of it and do some of it again. Because, you know, years ago when I took a lot of clients, their work was so great. It was so good, and they didn't want to stay in it. They couldn't stand the rejection. It was horrible for them. And had they have stayed in, they might have, you know, had some good things happening to them now, you know, because it's very different now for people. There's a lot of networking. It's so much different. And the e-books, this has changed everything for people. So I think it's
I know when I first started, when I told Marie that I would do the submissions editor, acquisitions editor, my husband said, aren't you worried about how people are going to take rejections? I said, listen, honey, in this world, you really expect the rejections. It's the acceptances that get you excited, not the rejections.
Well, if I think part of becoming an author, if you have to get that tough skin, you're going to get rejections. I don't care whether you're being an author, if you're going in to interview for a job as a waitress or any other thing, you're going to get rejections. It's just a fact of life, so get used to it.
That's part of life, and if once you learn to roll with the rejections, then the high that comes when you get an acceptance is unbelievable. Just ask me, honey. Just ask me. It is wonderful.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that when I did talk to Reed today, we talked about the fact that I will be having, Dancing with Bear Publishing authors on my show. We're going to do some shows, you know.
Thank you, Marcia.
And it's going to be fun, you know, and we'll do, because I do with the World Castle, so we're going to do the dancing, because this is good. Radio shows are good to get out there, and it's good for people to talk to each other. So I'm going to be doing that, and Ree's going to send me people, and we'll have them on the show. And that's a good thing, because I think that this is how it's going to go now. The new publishers, I think they're going to do very well, because I think that they're very updated now. Like, you know, a lot of the big publishers, they weren't ready for the e-books, so they don't, you know.
Well, you know, that's a great point. But also another thing that we're going to do at Dancing with Bear Publishing is audiobooks as well.
Yeah, that's a great
point. That's what I've been talking about lately. That's another announcement for your listeners. We're going to be doing audiobooks.
That's a good thing.
Right.
No, that's really
that's
good.
Our next for next year. We're also hoping to be into the Walmart brick and mortar by next year, and we're working on Barnes & Noble, which is a little more difficult than Walmart, but we're getting there.
Yeah, it's good.
The thing about radio reviews, ladies, is that the reader gets a chance to know, to hear us and know that we're people, you know.
Right.
We're just not untouchable, so far away, and how did they come up with that story? They learn that we're real, honest-to-goodness people, just like they are, and I think that's really
right.
Important.
That we do laundry, we cook, we do laundry.
Oh, you ladies may, but I don't.
We have someone who comes in and does it for him.
Poor
helpless male in the group of women who have to do that stuff, Jeff. You might not want people to know that.
No.
How many authors do you have now?
Oh yeah, how many authors?
last count, my daughter does author accounts, Okay. And so I think there was 34 last count.
Great. Oh, boy.
And we've got more coming in every single day. So
And, you know, that's why it's a good thing. It's great. It's going to be really good. You know, I think we shouldn't we get Melinda out so because I don't.
We
you
should.
Know.
I was just thinking that we
kind of
left Melinda hanging on.
Yeah, because the show is. Well,
I enjoy talking to you. I'm going to back it off now.
All right, thank
Bobby.
You,
Bobby.
Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby. Talk to you later, hon. Thank you.
And we'll
Bye,
hear
Bobby.
You on
Take
again.
Care.
Thank you. Ree, do you want to?
Okay, Melinda, are you there, hon?
I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Melinda. It's Jeff.
Hi there, Jeff. How are you?
And hi, it's Marisha.
I'm good.
Thank
I'm
you
so,
so much
sorry,
for coming
yours.
On.
Yeah, I'm so glad you could be here with us. Melinda's, as Marisha said at the beginning of the show, on October 4th, Melinda's husband of 23 years passed away unexpectedly. She has a 13-year-old daughter and a 23-year-old son, and they did not have any insurance. So Melinda, she works as a 911 operator, but she is still struggling to keep the bills paid and to take care of the final expenses. So Dancing with Bear Publishing is having a benefit publishing event for her. Her husband used to tell their children a story called Journey to Christmas Creek, and Melinda has written that book, and it has been published. It's going to be released on November 1st, although right now it's available for pre-order. And 100% of the proceeds of the royalties will go to Melinda and her family
That's
for the next
nice.
Year. To help out with those expenses. So we just really want people to take a look at the book. You know, you're going to get, and if you pre-order right now, it's $5.99. When it's released on the 1st, it'll be $6.99, so you'll save a dollar off if you pre-order. And it's a wonderful Native American story about, it's a YA story, but we just got the first review for it, and the reviewer just fell in love with it, that it's a story for all ages.
Yeah.
So it's at www.bwbchildrensline.com. And that's called Journey to Christmas Creek by Melinda Elmore.
And they could also get it as an e-book.
No, this one is not an e-book.
That's what I thought you said, because I couldn't find it as one. Okay, right.
Yeah, this one is print only.
Okay,
Melinda does, however, have another book out called Blood on the Feather
that
is available in print and e-book.
Okay. That's why I couldn't find it. That's why. Okay.
Right. And it's available on our site, and it's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all of the other usual online places.
And that's really great that you're going to give the 100% of the royalties. That's nice. Very nice. Melinda?
Well, I'm kind of in a spot where I in this case, I know exactly how she feels. And it's been a real, you know, a real rough time for her, and, you know, it's not even been a month yet, and, you know, she's had to really, you know, be strong for her children and to carry on and to keep going, and I know that there's just some days you don't want to do that, but you have to, and we just want to do whatever we can to support and help her and her family.
Right. No,
and
once again,
Marcia, this illustrates best by example than I could ever express about Dancing with Bear and really being a family.
Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I really do. You know, Melinda, is there anything that you want to say, or, you know, because I know that you might not.
Yeah, there are some things. I would first like to thank Marie and Jeff. You know, this is with the Journey to Christmas Creek. That is my fourth book, and Marie has published Blood on the Feather and A Journey to Christmas Creek, and I just want to say that she's the best publisher I have ever had, and my children are they call her their grandmother now.
Oh, that's nice.
And yes, and you know, this was something, this was my husband always, you know, like Marie said, he told it to the story to the children. It was something I didn't ever think I'd get published, and but he told me, he said, send it to Marie. He said, I think she'll like it. And so he did get to know that it was being published.
Oh, that's good.
But, yeah, it tickled me to death. He did know that. And I got my copies today, Marie, in the mail. And the kids are, yes, they just love it. They both of them grabbed their copy and took off. And Shay, she is just overwhelmed with it. because you know how we put his picture there on the book, and she, you know, it helped her a lot by this book coming and her actually getting to see her dad on the book.
That's really nice. Because you know what? Because that always that stays forever, and that's why it's a really good thing. Very nice.
Exactly. And you know, this was a sudden thing that was not expected at all, and of course, we're very devastated. And I know Marie, she can relate to what I'm going through, and I do try to be strong, but I have my days where all I do is cry.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to cry now.
Well, Melinda, you really are a part of our family. You're not just our author and our commodity. You're part of our family, and we're honored. And I thank you so much for your compliment to me, but I'm honored that you're part of our family.
Yeah, I think as I said before, we're going to be on the show before this. So, I mean, it's not, you know, I mean, Marie, you know, she wanted to bring you on as one of her authors at the first show that she was, you know, launching. So, you know, she really, and our Jeffrey, I mean, they're great together. They, you know, and it's going to be a really good team, you know,
yes,
to bring out
yes,
books.
Yes, it sure is.
Yeah.
Yes, and the only other thing I would want to say is I am currently writing a book of mine and Tommy's life, and Marie is aware of that. I'm starting from the very first time we met up until the time of October 4th, because that's when he passed away. And I'm also, well, this book's been in the works for a while, and now I put it on hold because I've been more concentrating on getting this book about mine and Tommy's life. But I am doing another mystery novel called Death in Coyote Canyon. And I do want to say, when we're talking about poems and stuff, I have got over 100 poems that I have written.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I do a little bit of everything, but my biggest thing that I wanted to express and say is I truly appreciate Marie and Jeff and Dancing with Bears.
And they're a great team. So, I mean, you
absolutely.
Know, and we wish you well. I mean, we really, and I do appreciate you coming on the show. I knew it was going to be hard for you, you know, and, you know, I said if you wanted to, fine, and if you didn't, we'd understand and we'd still talk about this without you here, you know, because this is still going on. So, and I'll post it on my site.
People can say that you know, we're your friends and your family, stuff like that, but it's the actions that speak louder than words. And I know Ree. Believe me, I know what's happening to Ree right now while she's quiet.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really, you know, she means it, and I do too.
Yeah.
And
you know, I'll put this on my site also, and we'll keep, you know, trying to do what we can. You know, it is difficult sometimes, you know, trying to have people, you know, donate and do things like this because, you know, because everybody's out there doing it. And that's, you know, but this is actually, you know, I mean,
right.
What you've gone through in a day, what you went through, we shall say, in a day was
right.
What most people never want to go through, ever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very, very difficult.
And you are a 911 operator?
Yes, I am. I've done it for health for twice. Well, ever since my daughter was born.
Wow.
And so, you know, I was just saying it was different when I'm on the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and me and my son, we tried everything, but... there was nothing could be done. He was not breathing and no pulse when we found him, but we still tried.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just one of the most difficult things I have ever went through.
Well, you know what, and you're still continuing. So I would assume that you're probably going to be the best 911 that they've ever had.
Yeah, that's what everybody's been saying.
Yeah,
and
I think so.
And then not to get off topic, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, through the process and as time evolves and the pain eases a little bit, you've got to sit down and share with me some of these 911 calls because I bet you some of them are just hysterical.
Yeah, that's what I was
just
thinking.
So
bizarre. I'm thinking this is a good book. That would be a
would
great book.
One heck of a book.
Yeah, no lie.
Okay,
no.
Anytime, Jeff. Anytime that you want to talk about it, we can do that.
Well, how about this? When you feel better, you could come on the show and we'll do a show on 911 calls because I think that's a great topic. I think that's so interesting.
You seen the one on YouTube where the policeman, actual policeman called 911 and his wife and him had made hash brownies, pot brownies.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen this one? You've got to go.
I think I know.
Yes. And he's like, the time is going very, very slow.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
That is just classic.
Didn't they think they were dying?
Like that. What were you saying, hon?
This is JD. I think I heard of that 911 call. Didn't they think they were reporting that they thought they were dying?
Exactly.
But
time was moving very, very slow, and the newscasters just lost it.
Honestly.
But Melinda, you must have quite a few of those hysterical stories too. Those just, you know, that's when it's really truth really is stranger than fiction.
Yeah, that's
for sure. Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what that people want to know, where people get stories. Well, they get stories from people. That's where they get
that's the
right. stories.
Yeah.
Right. Experiences and people they've met.
Yeah, those are the characters. You know, we don't come. You know, we sometimes mix them up a little, but they're those.
Linda, would you do me a favor? Because I'm curious. Because I'll be seeing it eventually. But the newest book, sort of a little bit of synopsis.
For which one?
For the newest one you're working on? This is a new detective story?
Yes, it is a mystery novel. It is going to be based on the Apache and Navajo reservations. And basically, it's about the officer. He has got secrets of his own, but he's trying to solve a murder. And but in the process of trying to solve this, is numerous murders that's occurring on the reservation. And in the process of trying to solve those, he digs up his own past, and which involves his dad, because his dad got murdered on the Navajo reservation. And so the whole thing of it is, not only does he solve the murders that's currently occurring, he also solves his own father's murder.
Oh. Well, you got me hooked.
Yep.
Geez, you know, it's too bad we can't get some decent writers on board, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds
like
some
good ones. I think you got a good thing going here. I really
I love that.
Going to be great. This is going to be great. Yeah, this is going to be really good.
Yeah, it sure is.
Ree, are you still here?
I'm listening.
Okay. That doesn't mean that's not a good thing, because I think.
But listen, Nana Magui, this is about the Dancing with Bear. Come on, CEO.
Well, I'm just giving someone else
up,
a chance to talk.
On.
I do enough of it.
Yes,
we can come across very strong sometimes. She certainly is a woman unto herself and a force unto herself. But I want to tell you a little secret. She absolutely is the sweetest person I've met.
Yeah.
Ever.
Jeff, you keep lying like that.
No, because you know what? You introduced.
She's
you
been
introduced...
through a lot of things with me in my own personal life, and you know, all you got to do is pick up the phone, and no matter what she's doing, she's there for you. Believe me.
Yeah,
right.
And she introduced me to all these romance writers that I love now, and they're like my friends because they're great. They never whine. They have a great time out there. They don't take anything too seriously. And actually, William has been on my show, you know, and he's done, you know, because, I mean, I just think this is such a, I'm having a great time doing this because I'm meeting all these people. It's just great. And we gave me, you introduced me to a lot of these people.
Well, I'll tell you, you raised 12 kids, and after that, nothing else can even
match. Oh, wait,
you got a new gang.
Wait a second, Marcia. Take it one more step, and please share with our listening audience how many grandchildren you have now?
39. Well, I count Melinda's two now, so I have 41.
Exactly.
That's right.
Oh, thanks. Since we last talked a week ago, now it's one more.
Actually, now it's two more. Yeah, so I got 42 now.
I knew number 40 was coming, but this 41 now is a surprise. Oh my goodness!
And then I said to people, I said, "How could you be tired when Ree's not tired? And she's 38 at that time. Grandchildren, how could you be tired? when you've got all that going on, you know." But the truth is, everybody, like, the one of the things is people don't really know what's in anybody's personal life or whatever. And, you know, you've gone through a lot of things, so that's why it's really great that you've accomplished all this. And I think that that's what Jeff was saying, too, is that all the people don't know all the things you've gone through to get where you are today. And that's
exactly
where you are today, is you are a CEO of a publishing company. So if you think back, would you ever have thought this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I would, because, you know, I was born this way. That's all I ever wanted to do. I never, ever wanted to be anything else.
Really?
From the time I was old enough to make letters, I wanted to be a writer, and from the time I could write, I wrote my first full-length novel, romance novel, in the eighth grade.
Wow.
And
wow.
From that time, all I ever wanted to do was write, and I wanted to be a publisher, and I of course, back in that day, I had no idea there would be such thing as online. I mean, we
yeah.
didn't have, you know,
yeah.
anything close to computers. So I always imagined it would be, you know, upstairs in some big New York publishing house. But,
yeah,
this is what I've always wanted to do my entire life. And
well, then you get your dream. See, that's it. See, I always say dreams can become reality, so there you go. That proves
yeah,
that
it does.
Right.
It's been,
right. This is J.D.
Yeah.
Hi, J.D.
So why you had those 12 children, were you writing as well?
I did. I used to write children's
oh, wow.
stories for them, and I had I had seven I gave birth to, and then my husband had passed away. He had two from his first marriage that we adopted into our family, and then we adopted her son from her first marriage, and then we adopted two more. So we had yours, mine, ours, and theirs.
Right. Well, there's a story in that. There's a screenplay in that. And you also want to be an actress, too, because I remember I sent you my screenplay, and if we ever get it done, you can't.
I have, you know, I did that a lot because, you know, Bear and I are ordained ministers, and when we were in we lived in California, and I belonged to a drama troupe, and we used to travel all over California to different churches and bread lines and missions and everywhere performing Christian plays. And I loved doing that, and Marcia sent me one of her plays, and I started reading. I was like, oh, my Lord, there's me right there.
Because we hope someday. Who knows?
The thing right. Marcia and Jeff and I have in common is our Jewish roots.
Yes.
And my grandmother was Jewish, but she became a Christian. So I'm a Christian Jew or a Jewish Christian, one or the other. But, you know, we do Hanukkah and we do Christmas. So when Marcia writes, she writes the Jewish grandma, the Jewish mom, and I was like, there I am, the Jewish mom right there.
Because I had a bubby, so you know that.
And I'm like, oh, hey, honey, come look at what Marcia did. She won't be in the way.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you something. Well, my mother always used to say, well, you know, Marcia, you know what she, because I always was changing things. I always had a different thing I wanted to do, you know. I mean, and that's how I write characters. Like, you want to do something different, you write a new character. But who knows?
Marcia,
you
know,
that's something nobody ever knows.
I just got to step away from the phone for just a minute. I just wanted to make sure in case you called me and wasn't there. I might be giving away my age saying, no, I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, right.
He's older than me.
Well,
oh,
you know,
did I say that out loud? Well, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, we should give, you know, because, all right, now this.
Yeah, let's
well,
give the website.
We should give the website so everybody can, you know, go on it, and to tell everybody again that we will be having more shows like this, and for the writers, and this should be fun because everybody's different. It'll give them a chance to get out there and talk, and they won't have to do it alone. If they come on with, you know, four or five people. You know, I've been known to have eight people on, and everybody goes, how can you do this? I go, really?
I remember that one show we did.
Oh,
there was like nine of us on there.
Well, I didn't see, you know, what happened is because you were coming on, and you said you were going to bring people, but I didn't hear from you, so I figured, well, she's maybe not going to bring people. So then I got people, and you got people. They all came on. And then
hey,
people started
yeah,
calling.
If I say I'm going to bring people, I bring people.
I know, me too.
And then you brought people, and we had people.
Oh, we had a lot of people. But I've had some of them on again because I'm sorry. You couldn't say one word. So I said, you could come on again. And, you know, so I like to have all these shows because I think this is just shows a different side of people, and it's kind of fun. And it's, you know, it's everybody gets to get out there and they don't take it too seriously so they can enjoy what they do, you know, because that's
right.
Certainly when, this is the thing, certainly when you've lost enough people in your life, you realize life is not forever. So you have to do the best you can with everything and just enjoy your life because who knows? And that's why we're here, to in entertainment.
thing. That's it exactly. It's because, and especially when you start getting up in our age and older, is that you really start feeling your mortality, and you know that it's not going to last forever. Like when you were, 20, and 40 was like 40. I can't imagine being that old. Until you're 40 and you're looking back at 20 going, where did that 20 years go?
Yeah, but you know what, like my father used to say too, he didn't feel his age. I don't think people would really feel their age unless, unfortunately, they don't feel well. That's a problem. And when you don't feel well, it's different. When you have an illness, you can't feel you just feel, not good. But that's why people should just take advantage of life and do all the things that they want to do because they
should.
Why not?
Exactly. Well, that's why, even at my age, I still climb on that motorcycle and I go. And, I love riding that motorcycle. In June we went 5,000 miles and loved it. Loved every single minute of it. And that's why we went to Bobby's last weekend. I was like, get me out of here. I need to be out of here. I need a mental health weekend.
Yeah, you do. And, like somebody that was on the show, they were talking about that they didn't sell that many books at, Barnes & Noble. They had a book signing in Canada. And I said, don't worry about it. And I said, look at Betty White. She got a lot of people, but look how many years it took her. When she was here in Chicago, there were, lines of people and there were, guards. But, she never, I'm sure even Betty White never thought that she'd get the success she has now at her age.
And she's 94 now?
I don't know how she is. No, you know what? I think Rosie O'Donnell said that Phyllis Diller is still out there, and she's 92 or 94. And
she is.
And the same, yeah. So, this is, hope for all of us here that we can just still have a good time with that age, That's the thing. So, that's what kind of my message is, right? Do what you have to do, have a good time, and, it'll work out, whatever it is, because you just, things happen bad, but then things happen good, too. So, that's life, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and, life ain't over until it's over.
That's right.
In the meantime, you have to live it, and you have to keep putting one foot in front of the other, keep breathing in and out, even on the days you don't want to.
And
but
you just
you
go
got,
through
you
it. You do. And that's what you've done. All of us have done this. And, Melinda, our sympathy to you. And I just hope this book does very well for you. And I'm pretty sure you're going to have a really good career because you've got some really good books out there. And I wanted to thank you especially for coming on because I know it wasn't easy for you to come on. And
it wasn't, but I said I've got to do it.
Yeah, and you're welcome anytime to come on. And Marie, Reed, do you want to just say all of your, and Jeff, I appreciate it. I've been waiting to do a show with you, which is really great. I got lucky, though, when Reed wasn't there because I went like, yes, I'm doing a show with our Jeff. I was really happy. It was a cool show. And I remember, I didn't know anything. I just found out 2 hours before, and then Jeff and I said, okay, fine, we'll do a show, and it'll be an hour. And then we ended up for 2 hours. Oh, that happens sometimes. But, I know that J.D., are you still here? J.D., you're here, right?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
And I said, we're not going to do that long. We're not going to do a two-hour show. I leave that for Fran Lewis. She does two-hour shows. And when I'm on him, I'm going Fran, no, not 2 hours. It's a lot. 2 hours is a long show, I think, but a lot of people do them. Meg Collins, they do them, Nancy. But they switch theirs. I don't know if you know that. They switch. They have a show, and then they have an open discussion afterwards. So, people are, they're trying different things now, and that's a good thing. So do you want to give your websites and so people can buy the books?
Okay. The parent site of Dancing with Bear Publishing is www.dancingwithbearpublishing.com, and that is B-E-A-R, the animal bear, not the B-A-R-E kind, dancingwithbearpublishing.com. And the children's line is www.dwbchildrenswithanS.com. And I'm at www.reemagehe.com, and I'm all over Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else.
Yes, and you know what? And I make you work on this show. You got to say all these websites. Okay. Jeff, did you want to say anything at your website or Facebook? Can I just say one thing? You had a very nice video, that video about the autistic child with the game.
That was very sweet.
That was unreal.
Yeah.
Is Jeff still on or he left?
Jeff? Oh, he's here. Jeff.
He's there. He may have gone away.
Here. Jeff?
sometimes
yes.
people can still be on, but they can hear you, but you can't hear them.
Right.
It's a part of Blog Talk.
But anyway, but because, yeah, I wanted to tell him to repost it because it was really good. I'm going to do it, too. It was really a very nice video.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, Jeff is on Facebook. It's R. Jeffries, author, R. period, the initial R, R. Jeffries, author, on Facebook. And he's on, he's got a wonderful blog spot.
Yeah.
Also, if I could, I think it's R. Jeffries, it's Right, The Right Step.
I'm here, Rick. Can you hear me?
We were just talking about that. My phone just kind of lost it.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, we were just talking clearly.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you so much, Rick. Exactly. R. Jeffries, author, and it's www.rightstep.blogspot.com. And now I make announcements for Dancing with Bear events and releases.
And also, you know, I don't know if you missed the part about your video last night that you put out. It was really, really a nice video.
Yeah, it faded out, and I thought maybe there was just a pause there, and then it didn't come back. So
yeah, that's what. Yeah.
So
if you could, I'm gonna share it. You should probably share it. It was really a very nice video.
The autistic child.
Yes, it was great.
I know. I was so touched by that. Was a new friend request. I get about a dozen a day.
Yeah, it was great.
I screened them through, but that. Got friended with her, and that was the first thing on her page. And I said, "This is wonderful. I've got to share it." That's again, Marcia, the beauty of Facebook. You never know what you'll find there. And for me, the experience has been much more a great experience than it has been a negative.
And we will definitely have another show. And Virginia, I know, would have liked to be here because I know, but she had a Halloween party to go to that she found out about like 1 hour before she was.
And is Melinda still with us?
I don't know. She
Melinda,
went,
yeah. Melinda?
Hi, Melinda. Thanks so much
uh-huh.
for coming by.
Yeah,
you know
we appreciate
up.
It so much.
Yes, Melinda,
you,
what
Melinda.
Is your website?
It is www.melindaelmore.web.com.
Okay. And you have the Dancing with Bear publishing up there along with Journey to Christmas Creek, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter both.
Okay, so everybody, go out, buy the book. You're going to love this story. Melinda did an excellent job, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful story.
And we just appreciate, again, you coming on. And, J.D., do you want to just tell your website, because you are a children's
author?
Who's
the lady that's been in the background? Hi, J.D., I'm Jeff. How do you do?
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing? We've only been on all night.
I know. Who is this lady? Hello. Could we have a little background? Yeah, I'm a writer, you know. Need info.
She's okay. JD does. You know, JD is. Actually, I wanted her to have her own show because she's really good and she's very talented. She's an illustrator and she's a really good children's book. She publishes her own books, and she.
Yeah.
You know, do you want to say your website?
I'm going to call you guys though.
Do you want
to? My website is www.thebook.com. garden.net. Okay? Marsha, you want to get
your... The book garden?
Yes, thebookgarden.net.
Okay, great. I'm going to go check that out.
And, Jamie, would you please friend request me on Facebook?
Yes, and
I'm having a trouble. Sorry, let me just finish. Jeff, you have to friend me. Unfortunately, Facebook has banned me from friending any more friends right now. Long story, but... if you could find me, please do.
Please?
Thank you.
It's
Jeff, you know what you should say? You know, Jeff, you know the problem is, one of the problems is about Facebook. I think you have to subscribe to the people again. You told me to do that, and I think you're right, because a lot of people, they have had friends, but they're not subscribed to them, so they don't get to see.
Here's another Jeffism for you. Facebook keeps breaking it better and better each day.
Yeah,
I wish
yeah,
they
no
would
lie.
Just leave it alone. It's so many people are getting, you know, not getting your rights, seeing the post.
Oh, I know that. I know.
That subscription thing is a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't know what happened here, but it did get screwed up. So, you know, I think you have to subscribe to the people if they send you something, again, so you'll get all their, you know, information, because that's really what happened here. I think a lot of people aren't getting a lot of people's information, so I don't know if we could figure that out eventually. But anyway, I should say I have a show on Tuesday at 9 p.m., Eastern, and it is with the World Castle Publishing writers, and there's a lot of them coming on, and there are a lot of them are first-time writers, and it's going to be a really fun show, and then we will see you, I guess, I'm on every week. You know, it turns out I'm on more than every week. I'm on more than it depends what happens. It depends what happens. I'll call Virginia. I go, you know, Virginia, I think I have to have another show because I have to have this one on or that one on. So, you know, and if anybody's out there that does have a topic they want to talk about, just call me, you know, or email me, and I will have you on the show, and we can have a show about it.
Well, Marcia, I got to say before we go, thank you so much for having us
on. Oh, it's
on.
Been great having you. Great. And I wish you the best, everybody, because it's going to be a good thing.
Just being you, I always have the best time with you. I really
thank
do.
You.
You've been on your show
you.
A couple of times. Thank you so much for being on my show and helping with that other show.
Oh, that was great. Okay. I met friends that way. I did.
It's another part of our extended family. So
yeah,
it's
I think
fun.
It's great. So I'll say
I always love
everybody.
Having Marcia when she calls
thank
me
you.
Or when I'm on her show or she's on ours. I just love it. And
thank
she's
you.
Always so interesting. But Marcia is doing something for us. I want to bring this up before we go. She is going to have a monthly Dancing
yes.
with Bear Publishing show
yes. mm-hmm.
for our children's writers.
Yes.
So we'll get a few of them together.
And then we'll
get
and with Virginia, because you know what? Virginia does do Stories for Children magazine, and she does do the book tour. That's what she's known for in the field for children. So that's why I know she wanted to be at this show. So we will, you know, have a show, and then she'll be on it also, and to talk about the things that she does and can help some of the writers, because she's done one for me. I mean, you know, she's really good at that. She's excellent. So, all right, and thank you all for being on the show again. And J.D., thank you. And
thank you.
See, I told
Thanks,
you didn't have to worry about. You didn't have to worry about a thing.
I know.
We don't have
worrying.
Any. We, on my shows don't have air spots of time. We don't do that.
we run out of time long before we run out of work.
None of us know what we're doing, but we just kind of
do it, right?
Whatever happens, but we're going to have a good time doing it.
That's right. All right.
That's
okay.
Right.
Thank you all, and thank you. Good night.
Okay.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Weekend.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Melinda.
So nice to see you.
Bye.
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 Bye.